This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Videos live at Band.Video responded to it, talking to lawyers in the court case. They want $7.8 billion for me questioning Sandy Hook in their rigged court case. Hilarious! They might as well said $7.8 trillion or quadrillion. It's all about intimidating you, getting you ready for these giant numbers. Bunch of ambulance chasers, totally pathetic. They'll get nothing. Jimmy in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. This is my first time getting through to you. The world, especially after listening to that last caller, it just seems so Kafkaesque, doesn't it?
Well, the pedophiles have taken over. I mean, this is a pedophile army.
Yes, and so I want to remind everyone that as things look so Kafkaesque, we aren't dreaming. You know, this is the real world, and we can take action. And I don't mean with violence, but I mean with action, which is why I wanted to call you today to sort of let all Texans know that on October 13th, there's going to be a meeting of the Texas Medical Board. And I think that if this meeting was just overwhelmed by Texans who had stories of the vaccine or remdesivir or the COVID protocol, if this meeting was just overwhelmed, and now they're making it hard on us, we can't just go somewhere to a physical meeting. It's an online meeting.
No, I totally agree. We should overwhelm all these events everywhere, not just C-SPAN, as folks are doing, but everything. We should all take hours out of day to overwhelm everything, and because they're on their heels, they're in trouble, they're exposed.
Yes, yes, and like I said, on October 13th, we'll have an opportunity, and maybe we can sort of take over the whole itinerary that's planned. And I'll
great idea, Jimmy. Thanks for holding. Ben in Arizona, go ahead.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today, Alex Johnson?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
So I know that we got nuclear war, like, probably going to happen as soon as possible. But I want to know if you knew anything about becoming a state national to where you take back your rights from the birth certificate, corporation, and Social Security, and take back your rights from them taking your money. And
you know, there's a lot of groups out there claiming that. There's some truth to it, but it's all pretty dangerous. That would take 5 hours to get into. But the whole sovereign citizen thing, we're all sovereign citizens anyways. And the system ignores that. So claiming that there's special legal ways to get them to stop, they don't care. It's a criminal judiciary in most cases now. It's a power grab. They don't care what the law says.
Yeah, I was just wondering, because it's coming up on my news feed a lot, and I'm like, what is this? What's this all about? And I researched it a little bit, and I was wondering, know maybe if you have one of your lawyer people that come on, maybe address it, say that this is right or this is not right.
I know, I hear you. They claim that we have bonds with the Social Security Administration and the Federal Reserve, and I've been on air almost 30 years. I've seen it all. And people learning their own rights. Being pro se is great. There's also a lot of stuff out there that isn't true. Thank you, Ben. Thank you. Ventura, last caller before Royce White takes over. Ventura, go ahead.
All right, Alex. I want to have everybody go follow my Getter right now. It's VMS_talkshow. I'm a reporter at VMSTalkShow.com, and I expose the high school propaganda. I'm a high school student, and this stuff needs to be addressed. Also, I need everybody to go to my Getter and look at these secret Pfizer documents that I leaked, but I got a hold of and leaked. Alex, if you could look at those and get those on the air and spread the word, we really need that.
Beautiful, brother. Where did they find those documents?
So me and one of my reporters, we traveled 11 hours by car to go to a pharmacy, the only pharmacy that would give us these documents about what's in the COVID shot and what it's done to people.
I know they're keeping that secret. Yeah. Where do we find this again?
You can go on my Getter at VMF_talkshow. I think I added
VMF talk show. All right, brother. We'll look it up. What else?
I need to be on a guest as InfoWars because we need to expose this child propaganda going on in these schools. I've witnessed drug use, high school propaganda about LGBTQ.
Oh, they're totally targeting the children. God bless you. All right, former NBA player, current MMA fighter, and he just ran for Congress, did a great job. Royce White takes over in T-minus 60 seconds. Please remember, we're listener-supported. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock, 50% off. X3 back in stock, 50% off. I want to thank you all for keeping us there. Without you, we're shut down. Plus, it's a great product you need right now. InfoWarsStore.com.
The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store super sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's Royce White here live from Minneapolis, and I am your guest host for the remainder of the hour. I want to thank Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars team for allowing me to guest host again. It's an honor and a privilege to do so. Sellouts. Today we're going to talk about the art of the sellout and why it is maybe one of the most important ideas culturally in our society today. And I want to specifically talk a bit about the black community. Not that all races of people don't have sellouts, but the black community, especially as it pertains to pop culture and sports, entertainment, many of these other major media establishment industries have been ransacked with the black bourgeoisie. And, you know, I saw that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who is an NBA legend, Hall of Famer, number one all time on the NBA scoring list, won many championships with the Los Angeles Lakers alongside Magic Johnson, came out and wrote an open letter to Kyrie Irving or regarding Kyrie Irving for posting the video of Alex Jones talking about New World Order back in 2002. Of which, you know, Kyrie Irving, you know, received a substantial criticism for. And it just, you know, I just got to thinking about how effective the establishment has been with dictating culture, dictating the narrative through these elite celebrity sellouts. And, you know, so let's take Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, for example. His theory of the case is that, and I just want to break down how obvious the corruption is in this entire line of thought, but more importantly, how many people that just passively read the news or read headlines or look for what some public figure has to say on a given issue are impacted by this. So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's theory of the case is that Kyrie Irving shouldn't be able to talk about New World Order because Alex Jones talked about New World Order. And Alex Jones shouldn't be credible in talking about New World Order because he's a white supremacist, right? And yeah, obviously I reject that, and you know, I reject that on its face. I know Alex well, and we developed quite a good relationship, and under no circumstances would I ever even consider him to be in any way, shape, or form a white supremacist. In fact, I think he's the things that he's spoken about affect black people more than anything. So, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar says Kyrie can't talk about New World Order because Alex talked about New World Order, and Alex shouldn't be able to talk about it because he's a white supremacist. But I want to show people how the two sides of the extreme political spectrum have fought against the middle, or fought to push people into the middle and create an ever expanding center. This is the centrism. This is the centrist corrupt status quo, the purveyors of the corrupt status quo that a guy like Alexander Dugin, for example, wrote about so eloquently in his book, The Fourth Political Theory. Think about the fact that a person like Minister Louis Farrakhan, for example, has been tagged by the same system with the same persona non grata status as Alex Jones. And what are the implications of that? Now, many of us, many people on the right, many conservatives would look at Minister Louis Farrakhan and shy away from or side eye even the mention of Minister Louis Farrakhan. But in this time, we have to look at all of the people who share the persona non grata status and wonder what's the connection. Well, if you look at a person like Minister Louis Farrakhan, he talks about New World Order. He talks about globalism. He talks about the prevalence of a satanic spirit and evil forces, evil spiritual forces, evil supernatural forces that have influence on our society in a major way. And you never hear a person like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who has been famous historically for being one of the few Muslim NBA players. You would never hear him speak out against Minister Louis Farrakhan in any real definite way. And they hide, these people hide in these pockets and these nooks and crannies like that. And the way they're able to do so is because we, the people who believe in truth and honesty, who believe that the New World Order is a major threat, who believe that we, the people, need to come together, have not totally bought in to the idea of coming together. And so we are still harboring many of the old divisions, many of the old prejudgments about each other that make it hard for us to expose the blatant hypocrisy and incoherence of thought of our enemies. And that's why, you know, I have been watching Alex Jones since I was young, in 2008, 2009, in high school. But my respect for Alex Jones went to another level when I saw him do a sit down interview with Minister Louis Farrakhan, not because I believe in everything Minister Louis Farrakhan has to say, although I will say he, as far as black leaders go, spiritual leaders or intellectual leaders, he is one of the most raw and authentic ones that you could come across. Hence why a guy like Alex would sit down and do that interview. But my respect for Alex went to a whole new level, because what it showed me is that Alex was willing to cross boundaries, cross lines to discover the link, the link between unconventional comrades that we'll need in order to fight back against this establishment. And so I take a guy like Kareem and I say, all right, you know, you're saying Kyrie can't speak about NWO because of Alex, and Alex can't speak about NWO because of white supremacy, and maybe even Minister Louis Farrakhan can't speak about NWO because he's a radical. And then I go back to, you know, when I was able to host the show down there in Austin and say, well, what about Gaddafi? Mr. Muslim man, Mr. Muslim Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, what about Gaddafi? He talked about New World Order. He talked about gain of function research. He talked about, globalism and the threat thereof. So how do you feel about him? And even furthermore, why don't you ask your puppet masters, Kareem? Who killed Muammar Gaddafi and why? Right. You want to go up there and get medals from Barack Obama when we all know. I mean, it's admitted on the record. Barack Obama was remorseful for the way that the Muammar Gaddafi situation unfolded, because he greenlit that killing. Right. I mean, they talk about sedition, and, you know, these are the info wars that Alex Jones has stood in the breach and fought back against. The info war is not only a misinformation, but the manipulation, the molding of information, the skewing of the angle of the information that makes it hard for the everyday working class American who has to worry about feeding their family, keeping the lights on, to stay ahead of. But when they talk about sedition, did Barack Obama and the Queen of the Damned, Hillary Clinton, did they not conspire to create sedition there in Libya? And has Libya not since been in shambles? Right? Has Libya still hasn't recovered from Muammar Gaddafi's assassination? And we were directly involved in that. And none of them speak out against Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton at all. And so, you know, my focus right now is to go person by person in the black community or online, let's say any community, any race, doesn't matter, and just confront these people head on with the truth. I mean, we are past the point of, we are past the point in many respects of converting the radicals on their side. Now, there are some people, and there are many more people who are waking up to the truth every day. But let's also understand that there are some people out there who we can't explain this to because they have given over to the corruption. They have bought into the corruption. They believe in the corruption, and they are willing to ride the corruption to whatever end that may come. So let's just confront these people with the truth. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you're a sellout. You're a sellout. You're willing to side with Satan and the globalists. And we're going to be talking about more black bourgeoisie sellouts here on InfoWars after the break. Thank you, Alex Jones and the team, for allowing me to host. Let's get into it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Segment. I talked about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and the attack. If you could bring the screen grab back up of this article, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar criticizing Kyrie Irving for posting the video of Alex Jones talking about New World Order. And here's the reality. If you deny the existence of New World Order, you're either ignorant to it or you're in on it. You know, you're either dumb or dubious. And I don't take Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as being a dumb individual. I think that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is completely self-interested, self-motivated to preserve his own position as an elite in the corrupt status quo. And so, you know, if he's got to take Kyrie Irving down or anybody else, and, you know, try and tarnish their image, he's willing to do that. But Kareem Abdul-Jabbar isn't the only one, right? I mean, in the black community, we have a we have a sellout epidemic within our elites that's prevalent. Upwards of 96 to 97 probably percent of our black elites, maybe even more than that. Let's say 99%. It may actually be 99.9%. I'm not sure because there's so few of our black elites and public figures that are willing to even speak honestly about there being a new world order or that new world order is even on the table. So, you know, that's a daunting circumstance in and of itself. But Kareem's not the only one. Let's take a look at another one. And I posted a video on TikTok because I just, you know, stormed the gate on TikTok and decided I'm going to speak about all of these issues on TikTok until they ban me. If they'll ban me, I don't know. I posted a video about LeBron James and Nike paying him $1 billion over a lifetime. And the quid pro quo of that type of deal is that he can't speak about China. He can't speak about the issues going on in China, or he can't speak about any issues that are, subsequently related to our relationship with China. And I received a lot of feedback on TikTok in the comments that was very interesting to me. And I just wanted to share with you guys some of the thinking that goes on in the layman who is jacked into this matrix and how critical thought and reason has been lost on so many people today. One of the most prevalent comments or responses was, well, what about Michael Jordan? And I say that one and I laugh because if you grew up in a black community, you understand that the barbershop debate culture is very prevalent in the black community. And what's interesting about that response is that many people, because the Instagram or social media has been has hosted the debate, the GOAT debate, greatest of all time, about these athletes, all of these people think that any mention of these athletes, be it Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant or LeBron James or whoever's in that discussion about being the greatest of all time, is only sparked to try and push one up or down in their debate respectively as an athlete, which is ridiculous. I mean, you know, when I'm talking about LeBron James taking a payoff and that being an example or a paragon of our corporate and political elites in our country selling out to China, for their own personal gain, it has nothing to do with his basketball talent whatsoever or his legacy as a basketball player. It has to do with his legacy as a human being, as an American citizen, and his soul. Okay, it has nothing to do with his accomplishments or milestones or markers that he's hit as a basketball player. But when they say, what about MJ? Okay, MJ's a sellout too. Now what are we talking about? Right. I mean, MJ is a sellout in a different way. One of them was silent and the other one was selective. And I think that's an important distinction to make. Both of them have their own both of them have a spirit of cowardice in them. But MJ is a sellout, too. There's nothing wrong with saying that. But to bring MJ into the equation is to try and defer away from what I really am mentioning, this art of the sellout motif for. Are LeBron James being a sellout and Michael Jordan being a sellout or any other black bourgeoisie elite, Oprah Winfrey, Mike, Barack Obama, your Stephen A. Smiths, whoever, pick one. I mean, you could just pick one. There's not many I could name who aren't willing to sell out. Their existence, their success, their ability to be propped up as false idols, as false prophets for black people to vote Democrat, which is a proxy for globalism, and right, the uniparty, the Democrat uniparty movement is a proxy for globalist governance. Their ability to prop these people up in front of the black community for that blind faith following is a reflection of our own willingness to sell out. And in this way, the black community's impetus to sell out may reflect the greater population's impetus to sell out. And that's what I continue to try and stress and am more focused on now maybe than ever before in my life, is to ask the question, after we've identified the leaders of this anti-human globalist movement, what is the next step? The next step is to consider the implications of our own actions and complicity in that. And I see it very clearly in the black community that, you know, when people say, well, why should LeBron have to speak out against China? Why should LeBron have to tell the truth? What is that going to do? Or LeBron's a basketball player. He's not a politician. Or, well, he built a school. Or, you know, stop being a hater. Stop hating on another black man who's been successful and made money. It all points to one overarching spiritual flaw, is that we believe that radical materialism and wealth and money is an acceptable substitute for faith in God. This is a faithless. This is a crisis of faith. This is a crisis of sacred honor. And you can try and tell me that you can have sacred honor without faith, but you'd be hard pressed to convince me. And there are rare occasions, maybe, of people who are on their way to faith that exhibit sacred honor on that journey. But people who have sacred honor traditionally have faith, because you can't have sacred honor without an idea of something greater than the physical self. You can't sacrifice anything. You can't be willing to forego the moment for the future good. It's impossible. And that is the dilemma. That, and so, you know, when the Uniparty and the Fox News, for example, come on and they talk about black on black crime and it's all the fathers are in the household, all the that's not it. That's not it at all. And it's actually a heresy, because their idea is that men can solve this issue. It's not the men not being in the household. It's the lack of faith in God in each individual in these communities that maybe could have been proctored if there were a better family structure. But there's no guarantee. And it wasn't always the case that the black family was fractionated the way it is in modern America. And before that fractionation, married two-parent households led to the post-World War II democratic liberal order that seeded the way for all of this faithlessness that we see today. So we have to properly identify what the heralds are of our time. And one of the main heralds is the spirit and the art of selling out. And the black bourgeoisie elite in America are a prime example of that. And LeBron James is the top of the list. We're going to come back after the break and talk about the sine qua non black bourgeoisie sellout, Barack Hussein Obama. Thank you. Stay over.
By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air. And I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them. And I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the InfoWar audience. I am Royce White. I am here. I'm your co-host or guest host for the remainder of the hour, and I want to thank Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars team again for allowing me to host this legendary platform. Today we're talking about the art of the sellout, and I'm using the black bourgeoisie elites as an example to understand how the mainstream narrative and culture has manufactured this consent for black people, or what they would call reasonable liberal Americans to go along with this grift from the Uniparty globalists. And some of these examples are just outrageous, you know, and I said in the last segment that I posted a video criticizing LeBron James for taking $1 billion from Nike and it coming with the unspoken quid pro quo that you dare not speak out against China. And some of the responses were astounding. What about MJ? Why should LeBron have to speak out against China? Him speaking out can't do anything. He doesn't control the government in China. He built a school. What about him building a school and sending people to college? The list goes on. The list goes on. And think about the implications of some of these responses. And I like social media for this reason, because I get to actually jack in and see what people are thinking. What's their thought process? We have a crisis of faith, and the crisis of faith leads to the crisis of logic, right? The Catholics, with the many rightful criticisms against the Catholic Church and the Vatican, Catholicism, from a theological standpoint, was great. And people like Aquinas to point out the importance of the Logos and the fundamental nature of the Logos and truth, and that being closest to truth is being closest to God, as close to God as you can possibly be. And that's just a fundamental philosophical idea that is lost on many people, even Catholics. but think of the implications of saying, what good does it do for LeBron James to speak out on this issue? Am I saying that all people should concern themselves with every issue? No. That's why we have a representative republic, is so that we can vet our elected officials in a way that allows us to trust them to have a better grasp on the issues that we can't speak to and know enough about on a day-to-day basis because of the lives that we live. Now, in my theory of the case, and in my ideal world, every individual citizen would be more tuned in to a wide variety of issues rather than headlines and cast their ideas from the headlines onto prop or puppet politicians. But we'll get there, hopefully. That's why I ran for Congress. But think about the implications of saying, why should he have to tell the truth? I'm not saying, and this goes for anybody listening, I'm not saying that you should concern yourself with every issue. I'm not saying that you should concern yourself with the big issues. What I'm saying is that when you take a bag of money, and with that bag of money comes the expectation, spoken or unspoken, cultural or direct, that you can't talk about issues because it would cut off your opportunity to have that money or to continue to get that money. You are, by definition, a sellout. I mean, that is the definition of being a sellout. And so I don't need LeBron James to speak on the war in the Ukraine. I don't need LeBron James to speak on the climate racket. I don't need LeBron James to speak on the LGBTQ, although that issue would probably be close to something he should talk about as well, given the fact that Nike, drapes pride propaganda all over its website. But when you talk about oppression and justice, the ideas of justice or the circumstance of oppression, and you skip one of the biggest cultural oppressions, societal oppressions in modern history, because obviously Nike would have a problem there with the CCP in China for having dissidents, especially corporate dissidents, state business dissidents, which Nike is. They're a state corporation of the CCP. That makes you a sellout. And I'm not saying this to pick on LeBron James, because it's not really about LeBron James. LeBron James's ability to be a false prophet stems from our willingness and our impetus to sell out ourselves as individuals. And many of us, maybe not so many that are joined here today, but I hope that you take this message far and wide and you take this understanding far and wide. Many people out there in our country today, in our world today, in society, as a product of their crisis of faith, believe that it's money over everything, that it's individual here and now over everything. It's my gain. It's my success. It's my status right here and now over everything else. And it's as backwards as you could possibly be. It actually vindicates the traditional stories of a holy text like the Bible. It vindicates the cultural archetypes that built the country that we live in. Because in those texts, in the Bible, it says seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his being God, his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. We seem to have this idea, which is kind of like this pagan Egyptian philosophy where, and I mean, the Freemasons worship the pagan Egyptian ideology, the pagan Egyptian pantheon and ideology. So you could see where this maps right on to the modern ethos. Is like, no, get the riches first and then maybe you can secure your place in heaven. It's not like they really believe that they can buy their way into heaven, but it's something more dishonest. Like, if I get the money first, then I can have enough of it to do with what I will to try and make some good in the world. And that process just doesn't work. It never has worked. It never will work. And it's a heed of warning to every single American citizen and every free person around the world. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. The point in telling the truth is not for the outcome of telling the truth. The outcome of telling the truth being preferable or being something beneficial is just a bonus. Telling the truth in and of itself is a necessary anchor to keeping your soul intact. Telling the truth is right because it's right and true. Doesn't matter what the outcome is going to be. Jesus Christ didn't tell the truth and speak the gospel because of what the outcome would be. Because the outcome was his own demise. He spoke it anyway. He spoke it intentionally knowing it would be his own demise. That's a bit of a different story. But the archetype is the same for any prophet throughout history from any major religion, especially the Abrahamic ones. You speak the truth because it's right and it's true. You don't speak the truth because of what it can get you. And there are so many black people I see online that make excuses for the black bourgeoisie sellouts, like a LeBron James, like a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the same people who want to criticize Kyrie Irving, the same people who want to say Alex Jones is a white supremacist, the same people who are okay with the new technocracy and their Zionist overlords, Bannon, Minister Louis Farrakhan, are trying to cover up the assassination of a Muammar Gaddafi. The same people who are pushing a war in the Ukraine. Okay? They want people to believe that you should only tell the truth if it's going to benefit you in the here and now. And let's be honest. When you have no premium on the truth, you are a Satanist. So when Alex Jones says there are Satanist pedophiles in the United States government or that are elected officials, the motif is right there. We don't need any proof. The entire model of American politics is say whatever you need to say to move up the ladder and get into a position that's advantageous for you. That's Satanism in and of itself. It says that me, I'm important, and I'm so important that the truth is secondary. And this is how they wage the kangaroo court against Alex Jones, Steve Bannon, and they plan to do it with everybody else. And they manufacture the consent through these celebrity mouthpieces and false prophets that stand up at the podium and tell you this is for your own good. We are here to lead you into a better tomorrow. They're liars, they're selfish, and they are Satanists. If you don't believe in truth, you by default believe in Satan. See you on the other side of the break.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Royce White live here from Minneapolis. I am your guest host for the hour, and we are at the bottom of the hour. And I just want to say thank you again to the InfoWars team, everybody down there in Austin, and Alex Jones for allowing me to host this legendary platform at this most historic time. And Alex, brother, we love you. And we know that this establishment has gone after you because you have something that they are deathly afraid of. And that something is courage. It's courage and the willingness to pursue and speak the truth. And many people, you know, we live in such a crazy, crazy upside down world that many people will say, that I myself am a darling of the alt-right, far-right, white nationalist because of my relationship with Alex Jones and my being willing to even host this show. And I honestly could say that it's daunting but hopeful at the same time that a platform that's so courageous and willing to tell the truth could be demonized in the way that it has been. And it fits perfectly for me. God couldn't have made me for a better time. Because I'm totally willing to stand in the fire, and I echo Alex Jones' sentiments when I say I won't give in and I won't give up, but there is the possibility of giving out. And you know what? At the end of the day, your support can help Alex, but all of us who seek to tell the truth, who seek to stand in the flames of scrutiny on behalf of what's right, run the risk of dying in pursuit of that sacred honor. And I guess if that possibility wasn't there, then it wouldn't be sacred honor. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful that my being willing to stand next to those who have been deemed persona non grata by a corrupt establishment, makes me fit and cues me up to be persecuted and even executed by the corrupt elite in this country. And you know, the takeaway for today is that things have gotten out of hand because we constantly sell ourselves out. We sell ourselves out and we sell ourselves short. And I'll use LeBron again as an example. And then to end the segment, I would like to touch on the war in Ukraine and the conflict between Ukraine and Russia. But, you know, to use LeBron as an example again, and the LeBron example isn't to say that LeBron James is the be all end all. It's to say that he's the perfect example of somebody who's been propped up just like Barack Obama or whoever else, that helps manufacture the cultural consent of American citizens to go along with this scam. He built the school. Well, first of all, he didn't build the school. Okay. They used taxpayer money and grants to build the school. Secondly, the money that he probably did, I mean, it's not saying he didn't put any money in, but the money that he put in is blood money. And all of us across the political spectrum have this loose relationship with the truth and the truth around money as a societal tool and the use of money in the pursuit of a given idea about good or bad. If you build good things with blood money, they're not good things. That's just a fundamental fact. You can't build a school with blood money and tell me it's philanthropy. If you believe that you could build a school with blood money and call it philanthropy, then chances are, most likely, you're probably a sellout too. And that's just how blunt and honest we have to be, given the hour that we're in. If you are so fundamentally flawed in your thinking and your morals that you believe you could take blood money that, you know, gained on the backs of other oppressed children, oppressed people in another country far, far away, and bring it back to your little community and build this beacon of hope. All you've built is a token of corruption. And that's the reality. And that goes for LeBron James or anybody else who has these, you know, these weird pipe dreams about reappropriating money in the direction of good. Because most likely it's not going to be good at all. The truth is that people have to have self-governance. And in order to have self-governance, you have to have faith and sacred honor, right? That's freedom. Freedom is self-governance, but you can't have that self-governance without faith and sacred honor. And you can't have sacred honor on the back of blood money or with blood money. And so, you know, this leads to, I guess, in closing for this last 5 minutes, to talk about where we actually are. We're on the brink of World War III. We're on the brink of nuclear war. You know, I knew when they hit Nord Stream that they were going to greenlight Venezuela. I mean, I called that probably 2 months back. It's not like they've been hiding it. The inkling around using Venezuela as a workaround for the Russian oil is obvious. There were people in my own political circle who thought that maybe the globalists were so interested in actually having the power over this geopolitical landscape that finally they would bring the energy home to America before ceding it to another source. But no, the environmental racket and the image around the environmental racket is way more important than any type of self-governance independence that this nation would be able to achieve and desperately needs. So turn on the tap in Venezuela. Who cares if they're communists? In fact, we have the impetus toward communism, too. So getting our energy from the Venezuelans fits right in and shows you something that, you know, this boogeyman that they've turned Russia and Putin into, which stems from a fear of communism, really, especially in the boomer generation. The boomers are way cross about communism altogether. And they don't know which way is up. They're confused because the info war has been twisted around their throats and yanked, you know, like a pull cord. You know, they call Putin and Russia the communist that we must fear, the communist boogeyman we must fear. But then we go to communist Venezuela to get our oil. Doesn't seem right. Just on the face. I mean, you know, don't be dumb. They don't have a problem with communism. In fact, they embrace communism full spectrum, and communism, liberalism, and globalism all have the same aim. And that's what makes a guy like Alexander Dugin so profound. You know, again, I knew when they killed his daughter, that this thing was gonna spiral out of control. I remember texting Alex and saying, "Man, them killing Dugin's daughter. I mean, they're saying that, you know, they're crossing the line of no return, and you know, who knows what's gonna come from this? But what I can say is that if the worst comes to pass, we will be forced to reexamine all of the fundamental beliefs of our culture and our society. And I hope that that isn't necessary. And if we're going to save this society from here to Moscow, then people have to start by telling the truth. And that goes for Vladimir Putin. That goes for Joe Biden. That goes for Xi Jinping. That goes for the monarchies there in Europe and the global governance there in Davos. People are going to have to tell the truth. And if telling the truth is no longer a possibility, which I tend to believe it's not, because once you get down the trough of lies and deceit too far, it's very hard to come back from. The free people of the world must understand the onus on telling the truth, the premium on truth, and we must demand the truth from our leaders. But in order to do that, we have to overcome our own hurdles with sin. We have to overcome our own hurdles individually with lies and deceit, and not the lies we tell each other, but the lies we tell ourselves, the internal lies that we tell ourselves to help ourselves feel more secure about the people who we are and the people who we aren't. That's why LeBron James has become a false prophet. That's why Kareem Abdul could go after Kyrie Irving in plain view with the most illogical argument possible, because most of us are just jerking off and getting high. We have a jerk off society. I've said it before, but I'll say it again, because it's never been more true. How is it that when we were on the brink of nuclear war with Russia before, people filled the streets every day in protest that the decisions of the elite could end in a nuclear holocaust? And today you go out into the streets and you see nothing. You see nothing in the streets of Minneapolis. You see nothing in the streets of New York City. Or maybe they're just not showing it. But why are we not showing it? Why are we not posting more about the protest against a potential nuclear war driven by elites and corruption than we are posting us, you know, doing the latest sexually suggestive yoga pose on Instagram or some, you know, cockamamie meme that we tend to live by about astrology and numerology or whatever else the case may be? We have to decide. We have to decide that we want a future in this country and in this world. And if we can't do that, then we deserve to die. We deserve what we have coming. And that's a daunting idea, but it is the reality. I want to thank Alex Jones again and the entire InfoWars team for allowing me to host. Hopefully I'll be back soon. Tune in again and continue to support InfoWars. I'm signing off here from Minneapolis live. Godspeed. God bless America.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.